This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. Unbox is a monthly themed box which contains various products that promote holistic living and self-love, services, workshops, classes, and a curated collection of crystals based on the theme. They want to give people a platform to learn and share about alternative and different modalities of healing to make it easier for them to start embarking on this journey. I'm here with Jasmine Ho, co-founder at The Unbox. So Jasmine, I know you started this business together with your partner Joy, right? Why did you decide to do this?
Honestly, we started it because I love subscription boxes.
Okay.
And then Joy is a crazy subscriber. She subscribes from the UK and from US and Australia. So I told her that, you know, I wanted to get one. Mm. And she's like, you know what? We can do this. We can put things together. And because of my contact and with her expertise, can do this together and help more people in Malaysia. And we're like, oh my God, we could. So we started the box because we wanted to empower women because, you know, mental health is such a taboo for most people. Mm. And if you go and see a shrink, someone thinks you're a psycho.
Right.
But that's not the case. Mm. So that's why we decided that we will do this and help more people and reach out because, as you know, a lot of people are struggling. And this came at the right time because MCO hit us in March last year. Mm. And we started in November. And so our boxes went out to people who actually needed help. And they kind of like made them feel happier. It was like a self-care kit.
Right. And you were saying, okay, so what's your background? What's Joy's background?
I used to work for British American Tobacco and for Heineken Beer.
Okay.
So I came from a corporate side. And so I had a lot of contacts with suppliers and everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Joy is a copywriter. So everything you see in our unbox is written by Joy.
Right.
She writes everything. She interviews the company and she writes out everything.
You know, there was a couple of years ago, there was a big, interest in subscription boxes, right? Of course, your subscription box is a little bit different, but is there still, like, if you did your research, was there still an interest in subscription boxes?
Yes, I guess our box is different because it's a surprise every month and nobody knows what is going to be next, what's going to happen next month. We don't tell anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's so basically when we launch it, then people are like, oh my God, they're talking about Mercury retrograde or they're going to talk about sweet dreams or something, because we don't tell anyone. It's just between me and Joy.
Mm-hmm.
So we want the surprise element to come out as well.
Okay.
So most subscription box is like, okay, if you buy snacks, you just know that you're going to get snacks all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or so beauty products.
Okay, so like with, let's just talk about the last subscription box. What was in it?
Our last subscription box was actually January, which was a box we haven't sent out because due to the
MCO,
it got stuck.
Okay.
So basically, we talked about Moon Child.
Mm.
A lot of people don't know anything about the moon.
Mm.
So we kind of like educate people about the moon and how it affects us. Want to teach people about how when during the new moon or the full moon you're supposed to like recharge your crystals and it's a good time to manifest.
Right. Especially since it's the Lunar New Year happening soon, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so how do you go about sourcing for your gift box every month?
We have a theme that we have like a 6 month or a 1 year plan and we decide which month what we're going to do and we talk to companies that relate to our theme.
Mm-hmm.
And then those companies will come on board with us and then we talk about their products that relate to the theme because every month is totally a different product altogether.
Mm. Okay.
And we source everything from everywhere, even from India, from China, from Australia, from UK, from US. We source everything everywhere.
Right. And okay, so you're talking, how many subscribers do you have at the moment and where are most of them from?
Mostly from KL, in Klang Valley. We have a couple from East Malaysia, but mostly in Kuala Lumpur.
Right. So it's just, you've just started anyway. So you were talking about you have options for 1 month, 3 months, 6 months and a year, right?
Correct. That's right.
Okay. What has been most popular? I would think that most people will subscribe for a month first and then they'll evaluate from there.
Exactly. Actually, most people who are new, because, you know, you subscription box is like you pay a lump sum. So sometimes they're afraid. So they'll buy one box and try it, or they receive a gift and then they sign up for a year or 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
We have a few people that actually subscribe from the beginning till today, and they love our boxes. They say that they look forward to our box because they don't know what's going to happen or what's coming up next. So you just sit down and wait for our box to arrive.
Right. Okay. And, you know, how have you been promoting your business? Is it, I guess, online media?
Yes, we just talk about our business on IG and on Facebook. But we've been very lucky with Prestige and Tatler has featured us in the article. So we were quite blessed. We didn't expect it, but yeah, they sort of like featured us and said that ours is a great gift for Christmas and a great gift to give to people, especially during this time, right? When everyone's kind of suffering and going through some sort of
mental trauma.
Exactly, mental trauma, anxiety. I think anxiety is a big one.
Right, okay. Now, and I will take it that most of your subscribers are women.
Yes, mostly women. We have a couple of men, but mostly women, yes.
Okay, so, and but is that something that you want to change?
No, actually, most men that buy a box, they usually buy for their wives or their girlfriends or something. But usually women are more open to talk about their mental health. Men kind of like, you know, they don't really want to touch that because it's a bit more sensitive.
Right, which is very sad. So I think,
it's very sad because they're afraid that people will judge them because they're no longer seen strong. But it's okay not to be strong.
Right.
It's okay to be vulnerable.
Right. Okay. You know, so I was on your website and you also have other products in addition to the subscription, right? What are the other products you sell?
Okay, basically, Onbox also has a mission. Our mission is also to promote local businesses. So those businesses are with us in our box are usually local companies, and we like to promote local companies because kita jaga kita, you know? And that was always been the mission, and we basically sell products that we have featured in our box, and we actually help them to promote it on our website so that if anyone around the world wants to buy their products, we are able to deliver it.
Right. And of course, your subscription at the moment is just for Malaysia, right?
Yeah. So, actually, we have subscribers from Singapore as well.
Right. Okay. So in closer to this part of the world. So, but is there anything of this sort out there?
In America and UK, yes. And even in Australia, but not even Singapore, no. We are the first in in our region.
And you and you felt that the timing was right. And even to set up something like this, right? When you talk about capital investments, is that you know, where, how much, does it cost a lot? And, you know, where would the money be? You know, I guess buying the stock.
You know, honestly, Freda, this business was set up not to become a millionaire, okay? And that was not our mission. Our mission was really to reach out to a lot of women who are suffering at home and they can't talk about their current situation. So we put a box together so that they do a DIY thing at home to help themselves until, you know, when they have the courage, then they go and seek for professional help. So this box came out like this. It was, I can tell you honestly, we don't make a lot of money. Sometimes we just break even on months, but we are fine with it because our goal is to reach out to people who actually need help.
Okay.
And giving them back to society.
Right, okay. And we'll talk about, you know, your plans moving forward once, you know, things are a bit more settled. I'm here with Jasmine Ho from The Onbox. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Better Finance Management, BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Open for Business. Good morning, Frida Liu here, speaking to Jasmine Ho, co-founder at the Onbox. And what Onbox is, a subscription box, right? And it's a monthly theme box which contains various products that promote holistic living and self-love. Now, you've got, you know, plans for services, workshops and classes, right? And so has anything, you know, have you been able to do any of these things at the moment yet?
Yes, we actually, some of our reading sessions have been done online.
Right.
So those practitioners will contact the subscribers and then they will do their own personal sessions online. We're riding the wave. We tell everyone, if we can't go, if Muhammad can't go to the mountain, the mountain will come to Muhammad, you know.
Okay. So you've had a reading session. And when you talk about services, workshops and classes, what sort will you be doing? The plan.
Well, we wanted to organize a couple of talks and stuff like that, and retreats, and be involved in retreats as well, because we were involved in the super retreat 2 years ago in Bali.
Right.
Well, obviously we can't do it right now because we can't travel and we can't hang out together. Mm. So everything has been put on hold, but those are our plans, you know, to work with companies that who are doing retreats, talks, and then our boxes are there to be seen and given to all these women who need help.
Mm-hmm. So that's retreats. And you talked about services. What do you hope to promote with these services?
We hope that when we put all these services into our boxes, one day those women who are afraid to ask for help, those messages will come to them and say, hey, it's time for me. And maybe I can call this therapist or this practitioner who can help me. Mm. Because all these are available in the box. And they may not use it immediately, but maybe in a year's time, like, oh my God, I remember there was this therapist who could do this reading for me. Maybe I can call them now.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We just want to sow the seed.
Right.
How it's being harvested or not, we don't know. But we just give them an opportunity that this is available for them.
Right. Okay. And I guess, like, you know, so right now everything's sort of virtual until we can get to back to physical events again.
Exactly.
You know, what have you been hearing from your subscribers so far?
So far, we have never had any bad review. Everyone who has received our box love it and they feel that they can connect with it. And Standard Chartered last year bought like 15 boxes for their HR department or something.
Mm-hmm.
And every box had a card, a message from the universe, which we put in randomly, right? Mm. But it's so funny that everyone who received their box had the right message for them.
Mm.
And they told their boss and said, wow, I didn't know that this was meant for me, but I could relate to it. You know, I resonate with this message and it feels good.
Mm.
That we're able to reach out to different people.
And I guess the point also, like, you love working with corporations, for example, like, you know, a company that actually buys, you know, just a one-time off box, right, for their staff.
Yes, definitely. We create boxes for corporate, actually. That was a box to just for the HR department in Standard Chartered, and their theme was, what was their theme? I can't remember. But it was a theme. They wanted their own theme. So we created a box just for their theme.
Right.
Because they love our boxes. And they said, can you do one just for our team? And we have a message that we want to send out. And so, yeah, of course we can do that.
Mm. Right. Okay. So this is the other alternative. And what is your subscription? How much are your subscription packages?
How much?
Yeah.
Well, one box is $149,
mm-hmm.
and then we have other boxes. The subscription. Oh my God, I'm not very good with numbers, but yeah. Let me just check how much we were selling it for. Hold on a second.
I'm going online as I'm talking to you,
okay,
right?
It's 12 months is $1,199.
Okay.
6 months is $769, and 3 months is $419.
Right. Okay. And there's some promotions going online at the moment.
Yes. Oh, the promotions are usually for the crystals and stuff, because sometimes people want to buy different stuff and then we just give the sale for that. But usually a subscription box, we don't really do a sale on it. Only last month we did a warehouse sale.
Mm-hmm.
Like 3 boxes for a small fee, because we really want people to experience it.
Mm.
And sometimes they feel that, oh, $149 for a box is quite expensive, so they will buy whenever we do a warehouse sale.
Mm. And so, like, you, when you talk about, you know, the wellness box, so sometimes, so you could include anything apart from crystals, it could include anything from cookies and all these sort of things as well.
Yes, it's like something to, like, brighten up your day, enlighten you. So it could be anything, because as long as we feel that we can relate that to a certain theme that we're doing, then we put your stuff in. But we have companies who come to us and they want to put their products in our box, but we have rejected them because they're not aligned with us.
All right. Okay, so without mentioning the company's name, like, what is not aligned with you?
Maybe the product has some harsh ingredients that we don't want them in there, you know? Yeah, so we are very careful with what items we put inside our box because we are a health and healing box.
So, and so you've been saying that it's a lot more popular for people to just try it for a month and then after that, they would go on for longer packages.
Correct, that's right.
Do you find a certain age group, if you say it's mostly women, a certain age group, find this more appealing?
Definitely. It's the older women who appreciate our box because younger kids, well, younger women, they rather spend money on handbags than shoes.
Okay. Right? I mean,
we've been there before.
So, still there, though.
but...
Yeah, I know what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah, so they don't really spend on about health and healing because they feel they're still young, they're not sick, you know. But as you grow older, you kind of look at life differently and you say, oh, I think I need to go on this journey where I need to stay healthier, you know. You don't want to eat so much junk food, you know. Even if you want to eat junk food, you pick which junk food you want to eat, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think people are a little bit more aware, even the younger ones, right? Especially with this pandemic, right? I think the reality sort of has hit home a little earlier.
Exactly.
So this has been more popular, as you say, in the Klang Valley, right? And with some, and how are you promoting in Singapore? I mean, they would have seen you on online media as well, on social.
I think it's more on IG because we have a few celebrities who follow us from Singapore and they have bought boxes from us.
Right.
And so, you know, when you get a celebrity and they love your product, they kind of like do a shout out for you. So then some Singaporeans were like, wow, what's this? And then, yeah, for them it's cheap because it's, what is 149 ringgit
nothing.
For a Singaporean? It's nothing. They would spend this kind of money.
Right. So, you know, all the best moving forward and hopefully we'll get, you know, to some more physical activities and workshops. I think that also makes a difference as much as we do things virtually, right? The connection that people have with each other.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for spending time with us this morning. I've been speaking to Jasmine Ho, co-founder of The Onbox. You've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.